Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and joining me today, we have the four front gunning machine guns, accompanied by the delivery boy toy and human gas gasket, Agent K. Let us not forget the two Minarum's one cup champion over there. We got Minarum returning. He's ready to go. He heard trivia and he said, yes, I'm on. Yeah. Let's do it. He's got his competition jersey on. He's ready to go. Hell yeah. Shoot. Ah, yeah, he's ready. He's ready to compete.
I eat pieces of chakaka like you for breakfast.
There you go. Hell yeah. There you go. He's ready. But before that, we have to weigh in a little bit on some... I'm gonna keep this in Rumorville. Okay. Supposedly, guys, we are getting an MCU reboot.
Mm.
It's happening after Secret Wars. Secret Wars is going to kick off this soft reboot. It's going to not erase everything that has happened prior, but it is an opportunity to kind of start over, start fresh. Let me just read this real quick to you guys.
Okay.
Speaking on the Watch podcast, author of new Marvel book, MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios, Joanna Robinson, dropped a bombshell that could change the Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline massively. We have a quote from Kevin Feige, sort of implying that, like, Secret Wars will serve as a soft reboot in which they can prune everything. That's not to use a Lokiism. They'll prune everything that's not working and just keep what is working. Or bring back people you thought were gone forever. Diving into MCU, the reigns of Marvel Studios, for further hints, it's notable that the final chapter titled How Much We Have Left has the following paragraph close to the end, relating a meeting with Foggy that concluded with him revealing a poster from 1988 drawn by Ed Hannigan and Joe Rubinstein of hundreds of Marvel characters as an indication of how many new characters could come to the MCU. As the MCU spilled over into streaming programs and the multiverse saga, Foggy had to learn different lessons from the comics, how superheroes periodically needed to be rebooted, how to stop variants and spin-offs from spiraling out of control, how an annual mega crossover event could unify a disparate line of characters. So, again, Rumorville, we'll leave it there for now. But if it's true, what do you guys think?
I'm going to go ahead and say I would appreciate a reboot, a soft reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've told you before, I feel like it's oversaturated. A lot of this stuff is kind of just like meh now.
Okay.
Like as opposed to when they were first starting off, like everything that they were pushing out was strong.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of just, it's okay. Yeah, if they want to go ahead and start using that old cookie cutter recipe that they were before, you know, I think that'd be good.
Hmm.
I think that's a good idea, man. Just like Brother K over there said, Marvel's essentially turned into DC, which...
Ooh, not that bad.
They're pretty bad. Like I said, I couldn't even make it through the first episode of... Was it Nick Fury?
Secret Invasion.
Oh, okay. That's not right. Secret Wars. I thought that was a movie.
Yeah.
And then Thor 4, that one sucked. Donkey Nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, like it just went downhill for me, honestly, and I'm not even watching. I can't even say I watch them like that anymore. Like the first two phases, or what, till Endgame, before Endgame, rah.
Mm.
But afterwards, donkey nuts.
I still enjoy the content, with the exception of like Ms. Marvel and the She-Hulk. Oh my God, Jesus! But anyways, most of it I still enjoy. Sure, they have movies here and there that kind of suck, but if they're gonna do any form of reboot, that's actually probably gonna be the perfect time. The multiverse war is gonna be done. It's gonna be over with.
Right.
They're probably gonna set it on a new Earth or something, and it opens it up for a lot of stuff to come back, because evidently Secret Wars is going to be, you know, 3-4 times bigger than Endgame could ever imagine to be.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
I can't wait. But man, if they compared it to DC,
No.
To me, everything after Endgame, booty.
You didn't like Spider-Man?
Booty. Okay, what two exceptions? Spider-Man and the Doctor Strange one.
What about what was the other one? Ant-Man. You didn't like Ant-Man 3? Oh man, I loved Ant-Man.
I enjoyed Ant-Man.
Kind of disappointed me.
For real?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh man, I actually enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it was their best movie, but I feel like it was a strong start to the year, especially after Endgame. I think it was a strong start. I think they lost a little momentum.
That's how Phase 4 and 5 are going to be, though. It's the new build-up stage. You know,
right.
Y'all said everything before Endgame was, you know, great. And all. Dude, I remember Phase 1 and 2. Over half the movies, no one liked. They hated them. Dude, the critics were not nice to Phase 1 and 2 and half of Phase 3.
Yeah, that's fair.
But the moment Endgame came out, also, you know, nothing could compare. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you got the biggest movie ever created with all these heroes and villains in it versus, you know, we're going back and starting over and starting the multiverse stuff now, so.
Yeah, yeah, and I had kind of talked about it, like, when Ant-Man came out, like, you gotta keep in mind, like, it's going to be slower. We were at a point where they're facing off galactic beings.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was threatening basically the universe, and now we're going back to smaller enemies. We gotta set our expectations right, and that's why I said, you know, Ant-Man was a really strong start. I think some of their shows kind of left me wanting more, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. Loki is pretty good. I haven't finished it still, unfortunately.
So you haven't even checked out part 2 yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh man, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. It's just I find myself with a little bit of time to sit down and watch. And, you know, when I do watch things, like, I have to pick and choose, you know?
That's fair.
And then, like me personally, I don't have, like, any expectations for any movies. I'm more of a, I watch the movie, and if it's good and it intrigues me, catches my attention, that's a good movie for me. But if it doesn't, then, well, it's a booty. That booty juice. So I don't really compare movies to the previous or to comic stories that I know. I just compare it to itself and I watch it, really.
You watch the movie for the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I gotta agree with Minarum. If they're going to reboot at all, I mean, after Secret Wars is the perfect time to do it. It's been, how long has RDJ been out? As Iron Man, it's been, maybe 5-6 years now?
Something
give
like
or
that,
take?
Yeah.
4 years, and I think. Iron Man kind of carried the Marvel name for a very long time.
Yep.
And once his on-screen death happened, you know, there was obviously a hole missing. There was something everything just flowed differently after that. Maybe, you know, that character missing was such a big hit to the team. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. But, you know, bring him back.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, her too. She's gone.
I miss Scarlett.
Her movie came out way too late.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Even if it was before her death, like, it should have been one of the first ones out. Like, she was one of the first ones to, like, really be introduced, I think. And I guess they showed her before. We knew she was Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, as soon as they revealed her as Black Widow, you know, like, we should have gotten a movie for her. And they waited until, like, way after.
Yeah. Well, you can kind of say the same about Hawkeye, right? I mean, he never got a film.
Right.
But,
I mean, it
could have worked, maybe. But, I don't know. The series they released for him, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was entertaining.
It was entertaining, yeah.
Yeah. I thought, it was decent.
Oh, well, the Netflix characters. It introduced Kingpin and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
true.
It was big addition right there.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
That's what she said.
I guess, you know, it also, they can reset Hulk, you know, get us Savage Hulk, maybe start pointing him into bigger power set versions of Hulk instead of, you know, I mean, Professor Hulk was funny at first, but
it's not what we want.
He kind of... No. He's been around for a little too long.
Yeah.
I want Worldbreaker Hulk. That's what I want to see. That and Fix Scar. Because they did my boy dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks rough. that's all I'm saying there.
that's not even the tip of it, dude.
It's pretty
bad. He got shafted.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Supposedly, though, in that interview, though, with Joanna, she also said that, I mean, not everyone's going to be replaced, so it wouldn't be, well, potentially, right, a full reset. So, in theory, I guess, some characters that are still here now would carry over. I would assume it would be the newer characters, like right. Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, maybe Punisher, he's about to come back, Daredevil, maybe keep them, I don't know. Going forward,
I know Tom Holland has a contract for like 4 movies, doesn't he?
He had like 3 trilogies, supposedly.
Well, no, when he resigned after the third one, I think.
Didn't oh, right, had, right,
like,
right.
Like 6 a new contract?
Like 6 like movies, 4? I believe.
Don't remember. I think you're right, though.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He hasn't been as around as long as Thor, for example, Chris Hemsworth, mm-hmm. but he's been around for a minute.
And, I mean, his movies bring in more money than Thor does.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't see why you would recast Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I think that would be a bad move.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do like those Spider-Man movies. I mean, I really mm-hmm. like Tom Holland in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
That would technically be Sony's decision, by the way.
Yeah.
Not the MCU's.
True. Well, I did hear Sony's trying to bring in Miles Morales or... May be MCU. I'm not sure who owns that one.
That'd be Sony. Owns that one.
Sony?
Yeah, but I think it's Sony still.
I just hope they don't cast Jaden Smith for that.
Oh, my God. What the? Why would you say that?
Jaden Smith is so good. It's so good.
It's the best. Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow, man. I loved him in that one movie where he was carried by Will Smith. Also, there was that other movie where he played with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. one was good too.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one where Will Smith and that kid landed on Earth?
Oh, yeah, after yeah, that Earth, one. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
I don't think he's acted in anything in a while.
No, I think he's kind of been like blacklisted. He's kind of like a weird kid.
Yeah.
Ever since that movie, actually, the After Earth.
They're that's like, nope, what it was after
this kid sucks.
Yeah.
He's out.
And then I guess he was blaming Will Smith that it was his fault why he got screwed.
Mm. Everyone blames yeah. Will. Jada blames Will. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, but I think, yeah, this would be the perfect chance. And you know what? I think a reboot is kind of necessary at this point.
So would that make the future plans they had already set in stone, I guess, still valid, or are they going out the window if they make a reboot?
Is there anything after Secret Wars right now?
Not to my knowledge. I think Secret Wars is as far as they did plan 2 Avengers movies. I think it was Secret Wars and then a second Avengers movie. I don't remember the title right now, but they were a couple years apart.
Yeah, they can still use like new Avengers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Kang Dynasty.
There it goes. Mm. That's what it is. They could scrap that potentially.
I don't think there's anything planned after that.
Yeah. I think that's as far as they went.
Yeah.
I just hope they take their time and just push maybe like 2 movies out when the reboot starts.
Yeah.
Like don't do like 8 movies in 1 year. Just give me 2 and I'm cool with that. Just make them right.
What about TV series? They were pumping out. Okay, like at first I was on board, right? Like it was a pandemic. There was no new movies coming out. They started coming up TV series. I was on board. I was like, yes, let's do it. And then, well, we got what we got. We got like what 3 series a year, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, too much.
Well, they started off strong. I mean,
they did.
Loki and WandaVision were huge.
Yeah.
Where the hell?
And then they turn into DC.
Yeah, Captain America 4.5 or whatever. That was all right.
It was good. I liked it. She-Hulk.
We don't talk about She-Hulk and Ms. Marvel.
What are you talking about? You didn't like her twerk?
That whole show was just straight up trash.
It's She-Hulk, man. Come on.
Yeah, it was bad.
I thought you would have had something for her.
No.
I mean, y'all are the same size, basically.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Sometimes you'll carry her, then she might carry you, you know?
Dude, that show was just terrible.
That's how it.
You go, she goes.
But now they are coming out with some questionable stuff. What was it? Echo? The villain from
The Dolphin?
No. Daredevil's villain, but she was in Hawkeye the series.
Yeah, she's in Hawkeye, yeah.
She's getting a spin-off.
Yeah, Young what? Adventure.
They're also doing The Coven of Witches. Mm-hmm. I forget what their names are.
Agatha.
Yeah, Agatha. You go.
Yeah. Which I mean, she's okay as the villain, but like I'm not really interested watching her own series.
Yeah, you will. You would love it.
No. I don't know. I think it's just time to let it go. You got to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
We'll find out when the next shows come out. We'll see if they're really good or not. I mean, Loki's back to the original formula. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so Loki, that's the one that I do actually plan on finishing. I've heard it's really good. I heard it's like one of the better, I guess, I wouldn't say better ones. I would say probably the best one.
Number one or number two. Yeah, easy.
Yeah, that's one I plan to finish.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens. There's plenty of time until Secret Wars. That's not got pushed back till 2027, give or take. Mm-hmm. It might change again.
Really that long?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah, we got some time.
Oh, man.
We'll see what happens, man.
I have a package for you.
Sounds broken.
Most likely, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Well, we did get a little bit of mail over the weekend. I have one here from Drew, middle initial P. Last name, Huevos. Drew P. Huevos.
Yeah.
He wants to know.
Dumb Drew P. Huevos.
Do you like to have music playing in the background during, or do you like to be in silence?
Silence.
Oh, silence. Huh? No music?
No music.
What?
I just had a baby. I'm trying to make more right now.
Oh, well, before you did, you had some cumbia going.
Something like that.
That's what. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So no music. No music.
No music. Okay. All right. Silence.
Silence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silence. Unless there's people in the house, then music or TV.
Yeah, I think okay. I'd go TV before music.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I actually have an email here from Miss Martha Falker, and Miss Falker would like to know, would you rather receive orals from your celebrity crush for a week or receive a lifetime supply of Pillsbury Crescent rolls?
What?
Celebrity crush.
So, yeah. Hey, celebrity number one.
Bro. Yeah, number one. What type of question was that, Miss Falker?
Bro.
Well, what kind of rolls?
What kind of rolls that good?
Pillsbury crescent rolls?
No.
Or croissant rolls?
Yeah.
Is it croissant? That's a
croissant.
Don't judge my. I'm brown. I can't read English.
It don't matter. You're taking a celebrity crush head over rolls.
Yeah.
You want rolls, go to Cinnabon. You're good.
All right, let me just add on top of that for you, Martha. Who's the celebrity crush?
I would hear Minarums.
Ryan Reynolds.
Pretty close. But, dude, I have no idea. There's so many hot celebrities, dude, like Scarlett Johansson, Blake Lively. Okay.
Isn't that the guy, that country singer?
No.
Wait, what's the one? Isn't that the guy that got married to Gwen Stefani?
I think she's married to Ryan Reynolds. Oh, you know now. What?
I'm thinking Blake Shelton.
Yeah, Blake Shelton. Evidently, I look like Blake Shelton.
I was like, trying to tell us something?
Dude, there's so many hot celebrities. Where the hell do you start?
Yeah, that's true. That was fair.
But
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence, definitely. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. I got one here from Buster Cherry. He wants to know, if you had to choose a superpower, just one, what would you choose?
Okay.
I would go teleporting.
Teleporting.
Anywhere in the world.
I got the perfect power already.
That's a good one, teleporting.
I'll take Peter Petrelli's power from Heroes.
Ooh.
Orbing. Yeah, but you have to know someone else with powers to get powers.
He just makes a freaking power.
No, because I know Agent K, and I know BB, and I know Minarum right there. That's three. That's three powers I'm going to have right there. Almost a waste.
I think I'd go with super speed.
Yeah. I was thinking super speed or healing.
Boom. I'm a Nightcrawler and a Flash.
That's if you can catch us. I can just teleport away from you, and he's a speed, so you're not going to catch him.
That's right. You know how slim I'm going to be?
Not that slim.
And I can still eat everything I want? Hell
yeah.
BB's power is going to be fat gums.
Yo mama.
Hey, he has a pretty good power, though.
Yeah, until he's out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the official word? Super speed or healing there, Minarum?
I'd rather go with healing, but the problem is I don't want to live forever. Mm-hmm. But
well, you'll heal damage. You don't heal your
it keeps age your body alive forever and ever.
Just don't heal then. At the end, okay. just let it fall asleep.
Alive.
Wow. Just look at the flowers.
Look at there you go. Flower.
Terrible.
That last time you feel you want to heal, just just forget about
it. It's automatic, right?
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't think it's automatic, right?
Yeah, you can't activate it or make it stop.
I was thinking like Final Fantasy, like White Mage. That's the first thing I thought about, dude. That's why I was like, don't eat the whole.
Terrible.
Minarum's gonna be like, "Oh, finally, it's my time to die." He falls over. Hey, damn it! I had a phoenix down in my pocket.
Yep.
Dude, I thought you'd just start curing yourself.
All right. Well, that's Mel. Now back to the show. Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe. Welcome back. This is the next segment of Super Secret Agent K's Super Secret Game Corner. And today we got a little surprise for you. Halloween trivia.
Ooh.
You gotta join in, Minarum.
Oh, ooh. No.
Do it. So scary.
Zoinks. Oh, wow.
Hey, 13 Ghosts got voted off, right? You can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready, Minarum.
Oh my god, got Nacho Libre in the house.
Alright.
Yeah,
guys.
He's ready.
Now, this is not necessarily just based on Halloween or scary movies. It's a little mix of both. So, we got some questions here. We will have three answer choices, A, B, and C. You will write down your answer, show the camera, and state your answer.
Very well.
Alright. If you need a repeat question,
unlimited.
No, just once. Once per player.
Well, say it right. Pronounce it right. Don't give me those fish mouth lips.
Alright, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready.
Question one. Who wrote the classic horror novel It? Is it A, Stephen King? B, Clive Barker? or C, Anne Rice? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1.
A.
Yeah.
All right. Starting easy, I see.
Yeah, I would have been embarrassed if I missed that one.
Yep.
No, I'm losing this one.
All right. Number 2. What is the most disliked Halloween candy in America? Is it A, black licorice, B, Tootsie Rolls, or C, candy corn? Give your answer.
The world looks mighty good to me.
2, 1, go.
C.
A.
Damn, Minarum and BB.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah.
I heard that on the radio a few years ago. It's like, I love candy corn, but evidently everyone hates it.
I don't think it's that bad either.
I heard that too on the radio, actually. But then I heard like a few, like 2 years ago, something about black licorice that's like nobody likes or something like that.
There's people who like it, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's nasty as hell, but yeah people love it. Some people do.
It's gross.
All right, guys. Question number 3. What did Mike, Will, Lucas, and Dustin in Stranger Things dress up for? Dress up as for Halloween? Is it A, Mystery Inc., B, Ghostbusters, or C, Game of Thrones? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1.
B.
B.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad, guys.
All right.
Guns is still behind by a point. He needs to cross his fingers that y'all start missing some of these.
I don't know. I'm going against 2 Stone Age people.
Yes.
They know that everything.
That's a modern question.
Yes, it is.
All right, guys. Question number 4. How often does the creeper rise to feed in Jeepers Creepers? Is it A, 23 years, B, 25 years, or C, 27 years? Give your answers in 3.
Give me like 5 seconds.
Nah, you gotta treat it like it's Family Feud.
Champ benefits.
Alright, go.
A.
C.
Damn, Minara, you missed out.
I couldn't remember.
Hell
23
yeah.
years.
And I just watched like the reboot one like a few months ago. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
There's a reboot of Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah. Well,
part 4, part 5, whatever it was.
It's a reboot, though. It doesn't fit in any of them.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped watching after 2.
Oh, man, they're Jeepers, so good. For
Creepers.
It's a good spot
to
stop.
You get those peepers?
I tried 3. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
The last one I saw is when they shot him with the harpoon in the air.
Went up 2. Part 2?
Yeah.
And then the old man's like waiting at him in the barn.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
It's all good. Curse of the champ. All right, guys. Question 5. Which of these George A. Romero zombie movies was released first? Is it A, Land of the Dead, B, Dawn of the Dead, or C, Night of the Living Dead?
Oh.
Give your answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
B.
B.
Holy moly. C or B, man. I knew it wasn't the first one, for sure.
Oddly enough, Guns is the only one that got that one.
What? I didn't think George Romero's famous was alive back then.
Night of the Living Dead.
Loser. Winner.
Which one?
Loser.
The Night of the Living Dead.
Dude, the original was like 1950s.
Man.
Okay. All right.
You know what? I just got it. Because you said Night of the Living Dead, and I was immediately thinking Return of the Living Dead. I was like, that's 90s. That's not even a Romero movie.
Excuses, man. Excuses.
I know I got it wrong. That's fine. I'm just saying I messed up.
Yeah, you did. Luckily for y'all guys, this one's a little bit longer than usual.
That's because
it's a Halloween special. All right, guys. Question 6. On which night of the week do witches traditionally hold their meetings?
What the heck?
A, Wednesdays. B, Fridays. Or C, Saturdays.
Dude, I don't know.
Is it? Throw your answers in 3, 2, 1. Go.
C.
A.
None of you got it.
Damn it. What?
It's B, Thursday? Friday.
Fridays.
Oh.
Come on, man.
I don't give a crap
about witches. At least according to the information I found.
I was thinking Wednesday for like Wednesday Addams. Like, maybe?
Smart thinking. Didn't work out for you, but you know, smart thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right, guys. Question 7. When did the first Spirit Halloween stores open?
What the fuck?
A. Is it A, 1976, B, 1983, or C, 1992? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
C.
Again, none of you got it right.
What?
It was 83, wasn't it?
It is B, 1983.
What?
Dude, I should just go with my...
mad.
Dude, I should go with my gut, man. Dude,
they didn't come here until like the 90s or 2000s. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, guys. Question 8. What is the origin of carving jack-o'-lanterns? Is it A, warding off evil spirits? B, welcoming the souls of dead relatives? Or C, to bless the year for a plentiful harvest? Give your answers in 3.
I call my repeat.
Okay. Listen close. Question 8. What is the origin of carving jack-o'-lanterns? Is it A, warding off evil spirits? B, welcoming the souls of dead relatives? Or C, blessing the year for a plentiful harvest?
Still didn't help.
So your answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
A.
C.
It's either A or C. I already know that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh my god.
Minarum and guns.
No.
It is answer A, warding off evil spirits.
Dude, you had me going for a second. I thought you were going to say we got it wrong.
All right. Question 9. What crew member turns out to be an android in the movie Alien? Is it A, Ash, B, Brett, C, Kane?
I don't remember the names.
Repeat the names, please.
Do you want to use your repeat?
Wait, I only get one a game?
Yep.
Mother effer.
Yeah.
All right. What crew member turns out to be an android in the movie Alien? Is it A, Ash, B, Brett, or C, Kane?
Okay. I think I know it.
Answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
A.
C.
It is A.
What?
Ash.
What?
It's probably been like 30 years since I've seen the Alien.
Oh, man.
Guns is getting lucky over here. He's just straight guessing.
No, but the names sound familiar, but I ain't 100%. I was probably like 70-30 on that one.
Sure.
Man, I thought he was like, nah, he's trying to get us with Evil Dead. With Ash right there.
Yeah. All right. Question 10. What serial killer inhabits the doll in Child's Play? Is it A, Charles Mayer, B, Charles Gruber, or C, Charles Lee Ray? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
C.
All right. Whew. All of y'all. Whew.
That one was
you got that one, Guns.
Yeah. Correct answer C. As it stands, we're about to start question 11.
Mm-hmm.
Last
out
place.
Of a total of 15.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh,
Guns, that you are ahead by 2.
You're kidding?
But there's still a chance you could lose. Or you could pull ahead still.
That's what I'm working. You'll give some head.
All right, guys.
I mean, it all sounded like he liked that one. Ooh.
Lofty over here. Is that the grand prize for this one?
God damn.
Why are you so... Do you blush?
Oh. Ooh. All right, guys.
Ooh.
That's what you get.
Why are you choking?
Oh, I'm sorry, right, guys. I've never done this before.
All right, guys. Listen up, because here comes question 11. What professor originally went to the cabin to study the evil book in The Evil Dead? Is it Professor Williams, B, Professor Ashby, or C, Professor Noby? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1. Go.
C. A.
Damn. Minarum.
Ah,
you got it.
I knew it.
Come on, bro.
I meant C.
Dude. It's not Ashby. Ashby Williams and then Mr. Williams. So even though I really didn't know the answer, I knew it was C. I don't remember the professor's name, but it was C.
All right. Minarum, he's right on your ass, Guns. All right, guys. Question 12. The group uncovers a diary allegedly written by what little girl killed by her family in the movie The Cabin in the Woods?
I've never seen that one.
Damn. Is it A, Anne Boleyn, B, Patience Bucker, or C, Vivian Smith?
I call my repeat.
Oh, thank you.
None of you have a repeat left. The group uncovers a diary allegedly written by what little girl killed by her family in the movie The Cabin in the Woods? Is it A, Anne Boleyn, B, Patience Bucker, or C, Vivian Smith? Answers in 3, 2, 1, go.
C.
Oof. None of Minaro. You got it.
Yeah. It is the
key. Patience Bucker.
Dude, that's like the dumbest name ever. Well, the first two names sound so unlikely that I just chose C. Like, they sound dumb.
Dude, it's a messed up movie. They pick up the diary for like 2 seconds and make a mention of it. You never hear anything ever again.
Well, so I mean, they mentioned the Bucker family
a couple times. Oh, yeah, times the rednecks or whatever.
Yeah.
The killer rednecks.
Yeah.
It's zombie rednecks.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a House of a Thousand Corpses to me.
I think that predates.
For sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I think it came out before.
Question 13.
Oh, I thought we were 14.
What is the name of the devil's son in The Omen? Is it A, Damien, B, Michael, or C, Simon?
Come on, this one's easy.
Answers in 3, 2.
I'm just saying I've never seen this one either.
Go.
Hey.
All right, guys. All right. Three of y'all.
Back on the board.
Get the hell off me.
BB. You need 2 to tie. If they miss both.
Ooh.
Minarum needs 1 to tie. And Guns just needs 1 to stay ahead.
So essentially, BB can't miss anymore.
He cannot miss anymore. He needs a perfect game from here on.
Fantastic. I got this.
Can you get on my face?
All right, guys. Question 14. According to an old tradition, what happens when you peel an apple and throw the peel over your shoulder on Halloween? Is it option A? Yep.
What the hell?
Yep. Random stuff that I found.
Wow.
A, it will bring a lot of luck in the next day. B, it will show the name of your true love. Or C, it will drive away all evil spirits. Give your answers in 3, 2, 1.
A?
B.
Oh, my goodness.
Who gets it?
Minarum just tied the game.
Well, BB's out.
This is it. It comes down to this.
And no, I did not know that. That was a straight up guess.
Ooh, man.
I feel a Roman Reigns situation coming on right now. He's going to keep it for the next 3 years.
Last but not least, question 15. What does the word allo mean in Old English? Is it A, saint, B, hell, or C, ghost? Give your answers in 3, 2, 1.
A.
Damn.
I see right there. See? I see it right there.
Did you put AC? Everything
put a B in there. Which one is it, guys?
Who are you? Guys, I'm picking A. I should have gone with C, shouldn't I?
You poor fool. You just won the game.
Oh, nice.
Answer choice A, saint.
Wow.
Good game.
Way to go. Good job.
Good game.
Dude, that was sweaty, man. I was getting sweaty.
Oh, by 1 point, Guns pulls ahead.
Nice.
That means he got 1 on the board. He only needs 1 more consecutive win to challenge for the title match.
Right on.
Oh, are you doing consecutive, not just wins? Oh, okay.
No, he needs 2 consecutive wins to challenge. Oof. That means if he loses the next one, he has to restart 2 consecutive games.
Damn.
That concludes Super Secret Agent K's Super Secret Game Corner. Hope y'all enjoyed that, guys. We know we did.
And with that being said, gentlemen, it is time to close it down.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Bye, Felicia.
Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We have a bunch of cool stuff there. We talk about film, TV, rumors, games, anime, debates, master debating. Yeah, that's what we like to do there.
Yeah, we
do. You can also check us out on social media.
Y'all can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Threads, and also check out our other podcast, Bro Etiquette. While you're at it, if you're looking for the uncut episodes, you want to hear Guns cursing out of just everyone because he's losing, check out our Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
Good thing you asked me there, Brother K. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Sweet Sweet Pandora.
Sweet Love Pandora.
Ever so sweet. Never seen anything better.
Never.
Pandora.
Beautiful Pandora.
It's the best.
If you have any comments, suggestions, questions, any games that you'd like to throw our way, watch us play, feel free to email us at bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
Guns@thesfiles.com.
Agent K@thesfiles.com.
And if you want more Manarm, you need Manarm, you can't have any less Manarm in your life now, the champ. Where can they find you, dude?
YouTube.com/Manarm.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bugsbird signing out.
This is Guns signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
This is Manarm signing out. Have a good one.
Catch you on the next one.
Deuces.